CQ, CQ, calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on GB3ZB and GB3FI. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 4th of June, 2023, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. It's Volunteers Week. There's a new edition of RADCOM Basics, and the RSGB Emerging Technology Coordinating Committee is seeking a volunteer. The RSGB is in the middle of celebrating Volunteers Week, which runs from the 1st to the 7th of June. Volunteers are the lifeblood of the Society, and the RSGB wants to thank everyone who gives their time and expertise to support it, and amateur radio, across such a wide range of roles. Head over to the special webpage at rsgb.org/volunteers-week to hear from just some of the RSGB's volunteers. Keep an eye on the RSGB's social media channels and look out for the special feature in the July issue of RADCOM. The new edition of the RSGB's RADCOM Basics is out now. It includes articles about using FT8 and the reverse beacons to gauge HF propagation, repairing circuit board tracks, a compact 160-meter vertical, basic fault finding, and the doublet antenna. If you're an RSGB member, go to the website at rsgb.org/radcom-basics to read this issue. If you'd like to receive an email as soon as the latest RADCOM Basics is available, log in to the RSGB Membership Services portal and go to the Manage Preferences section. The Society is looking for a volunteer to join the RSGB Emerging Technology Coordinating Committee, or ETCC, to act as regional representative for the Central England region. The function of the ETCC is to assist radio amateurs seeking an NOV to operate repeaters, gateways, or beacons within the United Kingdom. The successful applicant will have broad experience of radio system engineering, analog and digital modes, local topography and propagation theory. If you're interested in this role, email ETCC Chair Andrew Barrett, G-A-D-O-R, by the 9th of July via echotangocharlie.chairman@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB National Radio Centre welcomes thousands of people through its doors each month and needs to expand its team of volunteers. If you're interested in becoming an NRC volunteer, you should enjoy meeting people and be prepared to work for a minimum of one, preferably 2 days a month. The team is particularly interested in recruiting new volunteers who are able to work at the weekend. The National Radio Centre has a fabulous setup and full training on using the GB3RS station will be given. You will be joining a friendly and dedicated team. NRC volunteers also enjoy numerous benefits associated with volunteering at Bletchley Park. For more information about volunteering, please email NRC Coordinator Martin Baker, Golf Zero Golf Mike Bravo, via novemberromeocharlie.support@rsgb.org.uk. Don't forget to join the RSGB's Live Tonight at 8 webinar this Monday, the 5th of June, when Mike Richards, G4WNC, will be giving a live presentation on Node-RED for radio amateurs. Node-RED is a visual programming language that is very powerful but surprisingly easy to use. The language has matured over recent years and has the potential to be a valuable tool for radio amateurs. Watch and ask questions live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel. For more information, see the RSGB website at rsgb.org/webinars. The Worktall Britain Group will be holding its AGM on Saturday 11th of June at 12 p.m. The venue will be the meeting room at Alfreton Leisure Centre, Bowles Hall, Church Street, Alfreton, postcode Delta Echo 557 Bravo Delta. For further information, contact Paul M1AIB via Mike1 Alpha India Bravo at worked-all-britain.org.uk or visit the Worked All Britain website. Now for details of rallies and events. Now there's one on at Spalding today, but you won't make it to there. And the Rochdale and District Amateur Radio Summer Rally will take place on Saturday the 10th of June. The venue will be St. Vincent de Paul's Hall, Norden, Rochdale. Postcode Oscar Lima 127 Quebec Romeo. Doors open at 10 a.m. I'll start early and entry is £3. Refreshments and plenty of free parking available. For further information or to book a stall, contact either Roz Worrell via Romeo Oscar Zulu Alpha Lima Lima India November at gmail.com or Dave Carden via Dave at Charlie Alpha Romeo Delta Echo November Sierra .me.uk. Nearer home, the Menditz Rally will take place on Sunday, the 11th of June. The venue will be Farrington Gurney Memorial Hall, Church Lane, Farrington Gurney, Somerset, postcode Bravo Sierra 396 Tango Yankee. The entrance is £2. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. for traders and 9:30 a.m. for visitors. For bookings and inquiries, please contact Luke on 07870 168 197 or email mendipsrally@hotmail.com. That's Mendips with an S. The Junction 28 Rally will also take place on Sunday, the 11th of June. The venue will be Alfreton Leisure Centre, Bowles Hall, Church Street, Alfreton, postcode Delta Echo 557 Bravo Delta. The doors open at 10:15 a.m. and admission is £4. There's a fee of £12 to book a table in advance. A bar and refreshments will be available on site. For more information, directions and a booking form, visit Sierra November Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie.com or alternatively email secretary@SierraNovemberAlphaDeltaAlphaRomeoCharlie.com. Now the special event news. Special call sign Delta Romeo 100 X-ray Romeo Alpha Yankee, that's a bit tautologist, is active until the 30th of June. The station is operating to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the death of physicist Wilhelm Röntgen. His discovery of X-rays in 1895 earned him the inaugural Nobel Prize in Physics of 1901 and revolutionized diagnostic medicine. QSL via the Bureau or direct to Delta Juliet 6 Sierra India. 95 years ago, on the 25th of May 1928, the airship Italia crashed on the ice on its way back from the North Pole. A small tent dyed red for maximum visibility was the only shelter for the survivors, commemorating the role of radio and amateur radio in rescuing the survivors. Special call sign India India 1 India Tango Romeo will be active on the 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 meter bands using SSB and CW until the 12th of July. QSL via IZ1ETD, see QRZ.com for more information. And now the DX news. John, W5JON, will be active as Victor 47 Juliet Alpha from St. Kitts, NA104, until Wednesday the 7th of June. He will operate SSB and FT8 on the 8F and 6-meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, or directly to W5JON. Lars, SM6CUK, will be active from Venn Island, EU137, until Sunday the 11th of June, as Sierra Alpha 6 Golf / 7. He will operate on the 40 to 10 meter bands using CW, QSL via his home call, Logbook of the World, and Club Logs OQRS. Tango 88 Papa Bravo will be active again from Koror Island, OC009 until Monday the 19th of June. You will operate on the HF bands, QSL via JA0 JHQ direct. Now the contest news. The ARRL International Digital Contest ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using digital modes on the 160 to 6 meter bands exchanges your 4 character locator. National Field Day ends at 1500 UTC today. Using CW on the 160 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchanges signal report and serial number. And today, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC. Using all modes on the 1.3, 2.3 and 3.4 gigs frequencies, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. And also today, the UK 6-meter group summer contest ends at 1300 UTC. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchanges signal report, serial number, locator and member number. On Monday the 5th of June, the 80-meter club championship data contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC. Using RITI and PSK 63 on the 80-meter band, the exchanges signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 6th of June, the 144 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. Using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 6th, the 144 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 7th of June, the 144 MHz FT8 activity 4 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchanges report in 4 character locator. And also on Wednesday the 7th of June, the 144 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC. Using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 8th of June, the 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. The IARU ATV contest starts on Saturday the 10th of June at 1200 UTC and ends on Sunday the 11th of June at 1800 UTC. Using TV on 432 MHz and up frequencies, the exchange's serial number, 4-digit code and locator. On Sunday the 11th of June, the second 144 MHz Backpackers contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC. Using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. And the Practical Wireless 2-meter QRP contest runs from 0900 to 1600 UTC. Using phone and a maximum of 5 watts on the 2-meter band, the exchanges signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 1st of June 2023. We had a relatively calm period last week with the KP index remaining below 3 and plenty of sunspots. Although we started the week with the solar flux index in the low 150s, it quickly picked up to reach 161 by Thursday. As a result, there was DX to be had, although most of the attention was on 6 meters, where some outstanding multi-hop DX contacts were being made. But back on HF, and people have been chasing T31TT on the central Kiribati island. Some have made it, but it's a difficult path. Closer to home, Nobby Styles, G0VJJ and MLDL8JJ have been active on Rockall, which is IOTA EU189, using the call sign MikeMike0 Uniform Kilo India. Rockall is an uninhabitable granite islet situated in the North Atlantic. The nearest permanently inhabited space is North Uist, an island in the Outer Hebrides of Scotland, 200 nautical miles to the east. They've been worked from the UK mainland on 30 and 20 metres and heard in the east of England on 15 metres, possibly via sporadic heat. They may have been a little too close to northern areas for 20 metres, as you may have been inside their skip zone. One of their aims is to raise as much as possible for the Royal Navy and Royal Marines charity and ABF, the soldiers' charity, so please support them if you can. This weekend, we may have unsettled geomagnetic conditions, partly due to an Earth-facing coronal hole, with the KP index peaking at 5. But after the weekend, things may settle with a maximum KP index of 2. The solar flux index is predicted to be around 150, decline to 130 as the week goes on, so HF conditions may be down a little on last week. Now the VHF and up propagation news. The weather pattern seems stuck in its typical late spring and early summer state, with the cold north-easterly winds in eastern areas. There are good prospects of western Britain to shine, but leaving eastern areas struggling. The root cause is a large area of high pressure that's over northern Britain and currently trying to transfer to the east, which could improve things. Either way, it does mean that Chopper was doing a lot of propagation work last week and will do so for much of next week too. As the high edges east or splits one to the west and one to the east of the UK, it could leave room for isolated thundery showers to encroach into southern and southwestern areas and give a chance of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. The main mode of interest will probably be sporadic E, and there have been a few examples in the last week, both single hop within Europe and multi-hop parts of the States, the Far East and Australia. The first week of June is typically a prime period for sporadic E, and although the jet stream position suggests mainly paths north-east to Scandinavia and Baltic regions will be best, other multi-hop options further afield are worth exploring too. Monitor the clusters and band maps to see where the activity is happening. If you hear this in time, you might want to check out the 24-hour UK 6-metre group Summer Sporadic E Contest, which ends at 1300 UTC today. There should be plenty of activity. Other modes may also pop into view, such as aurora and meteor scatter, so we may be spoilt for choice. Moon declination is negative all week and still falling until Tuesday. We are past apogee, so path losses will fall as the week goes on. So we will also have short moon windows with falling path losses until perigee late Tuesday. 144 MHz sky noise is high, reaching a peak of 2700K on Monday and only going below 300K by Friday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. I've edited this down to meetings only. The full script and details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. The online amateur radio community runs a 40-metre slow to medium speed CWNet every Monday evening at 7pm. All are welcome to join in. For more information, see morse.oarc.uk. On the first and third Saturdays of the month, the group holds a virtual social night called The Rubber Duck on Zoom. For more information, see oscaralpharomeocharlie.uk. The online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30pm every Thursday via Zoom. Go to the website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for our coverage of the Southwest. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society will be meeting at the new Remembrance Hall, Charlton Shaftesbury, from 7:30pm. On Sundays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30pm. Wednesday sees another club night from 7pm, and the Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7pm. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6pm. Now for Wales, Aberkenfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7pm at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30pm on Tuesday. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7pm to 9pm at Henfleet Village Hall. NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Llanidale, Cardiff, CF146EA at 7pm every Tuesday. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society has moved to Ystrad. Rhondda Sports Centre, CF417SY, where there's greater availability of car parking space and better access to the main bus route stops. The club anticipates that the move will make it easier for visitors, both local to Rhondda and beyond, to access it. At present, the club is involved in getting its equipment and learning sessions up and running. This is an ideal time for new members to become involved. So if you think you'd like to try amateur radio or one of its many facets, please give John a ring on 01443 432 542, or simply turn up at one of the club meetings to find out more. Radio knowledge isn't required, but it's surprising how quickly you can learn on the job with a friendly bunch of radio amateurs to guide you. So that's a new one from the Rhondda Amateur Radio Society, now moved to Ystrad, Rhondda Sports Centre, CF417SY. Doesn't say what nights they meet. Oh well. Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 to 8pm at the Bull Centre, Glebeland, Stabio, Back Street, Newport, NP1978F, and new members are welcome. And finally, on Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society members will be enjoying a presentation of the DX Commander Antenna by Callum McCormick. That ends this week's GB2RS News Broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed up at closed down under the call sign Golf for Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe. From the GB2RS and News Team. It was Sean's turn this week, but he's under the weather and his voice isn't up to it. I should probably do it next week as well to keep the rotor going. G4TRN.